advertising process with measuring the results of advertising, like in evaluation process, increase accountability by the advertisers for the result of their advertising has made the measurement of results significant and important. And in any evaluation, taking account of what you spend and what measurement is out to, what result came out of it by advertising. Here, you get number of people increased by so and so and so and so. So methods are used are response measurement, ad impact study. These are the methods. Response measurement, how many people responded in form of email, in form of surveys, etc. Then ad impact study, that is generally done, number of footfall, number of people walk from here, this is distributed among so and so, that sort of method applied, or pre-testing of communication. As a trial, you put something and you notice how many people get attracted to that. So these are the three methods that we talk of. We will go more into detail in understanding the measuring the results of advertising. Our first understanding would be for response measurement. Responses received against their advertisement release can be evaluated and may be compared with the cost of expenses made. So yes, what money you have invested, what money you have paid for it, you will see the evaluation on the basis of that. Or in travel and tourism monitoring, telephone calls and hits to web hit are most commonly used for techniques. So this, what they do is, how many hit came, how many people visited. And some have this practice. Once you hit from your specific ISP, then they tag your, continuously you keep getting their advertisement automatically. This is the technique used in connecting you once you see the interest by hitting it. It's all designed like that. Like if you go on Google and go for a specific time, without your need, something would keep appearing on your engine, web search, Google search engine, which you have not, but it will remain there and it will keep appearing. This is how it is designed in marketing and advertising process. So with much information available, it is possible to modify simple advertising plan on periodic basis. So this is the outcome of the whole response measurement element of. Then we have got ad impact study, another measure which is used for results of advertising. Ad impact study suggests market research measures impact of the communication you carry on the survey, where you question, where did you see our ad, how did you get attracted to us, and they would give you option. So study or research work will be done on the basis of that. Did you see our ad through social media, through electronic media, through newspaper, it came to you, referred to you by a friend, or you just went onto website. Various options are given, and accordingly, the study is done. Before and after sample surveys, I just explained to you that sample surveys are carried out for target audience and can be used to quantify changes in awareness, interest, attitude, and performance. So after that, how many people started liking the product? What is their feedback? What they felt about the product? In tourism, did you find your website important, sharing you? What did you search? Did you get your information? What you didn't get, how we can improve? All this impact study is done after an ad is put, because your target audience will be the best people to answer and give you the results of the advertising. Another advertising process measurement, the result of advertising, refers to pre-testing of communication. And how does that happen? Pre-testing, it is undertaken to generate a more successful creative execution prior to the implementation of entire campaign. So like a test campaign is done, creative test, like you have a teaser sort of a thing, what they call in media. A teaser is released. Like you see the trailer of a movie coming up, or like you Netflix would highlight certain thing of any online movie that would come in, or any online program. These sort of pre-testing communication do happen for tourism products also. So it is done by having focus group discussion. Again, a focus discussion may happen that will cover representative of the target audience. So if you are addressing it with the women group, then certain key women will be called to talk about it. And likewise, if you are addressing it to audience, if your product is for textile industry, then you'll pick up handful of people from textile representative as a population to represent the textile community as such. So all these are pre-testing of communication that you are going to launch. Now, role of advertising agencies. As like in travel trade, you have got travel agencies, you have got tour operators who are intermediaries between the buyer and the seller. So likewise, advertising agencies plays a major role in advertising your product. Advertising agency take responsibility as an integrated communication campaign and provide. Because I would say that it's a sort of an additional arm of your marketing and advertising support. Development of original thoughts and concept. And they have got people with innovative ideas who are working for advertising agencies. After so much of ideas that are put through concept and creative planning done, finally something is picked up. If you would have ever visited an advertising agency, you would notice that how much time is spent to create an innovative ad. So creative planning and any research required before launching. And then assessment of advertisement opinion availability by undertaking media planning, scheduling, and buying. So these are all the role of advertising agency who have literally supported the advertising and public relation work drastically, because they are experts in their own way and they are expert in advertisement. So that is why they come with different concept, ideas, innovative and creative. Could be anything. They would use innovative ideas in form of all the techniques that are available, including the support of AI. These days you find some wonderful advertisement coming up, which is really shaking you up and making you to buy the product. It's ongoing. What do the role they have? I highlighted, like in travel agency, the travel agencies are marketing arm or advertising arm of an airline or a hotel to create an additional business. Likewise, the advertising agencies provide advertising making services, which we saw like planning, concept, idea, etc. Implementation of approved campaign, essential and related materials. So some of the ads Are they working in certain markets? Will they be accepted? Or will that not, will it work or not? Some of the ads coming in for travel and trade, travel trade in US, though may be very successful in US, but may not work here in India or in countries which have got certain ethical concern. Yes, certain would be linked to the to religious sentiment of the people. Some would link to the heritage part of it and so many other things. So this is what an advertising agency support, especially for the promotion that are internationally accepted, etc. The performance monitoring and evaluation of select advertising campaign on a regular basis. This is their role. So they'll tie up. Some of the advertising agencies are owners of hoardings, banners, board, and mostly advertisement appearing on government property, you would see done through advertising agencies. Practically all big corporate and brands in travel and tourism, including airline, have their own advertising agencies. Though they can afford to have their own team, but they outsource it through advertising agency because of the professionalism required, because of the connectivity with the place or the location where they would like that advertisement to carry on. From advertising, we now pick up public relation in travel and tourism. As I mentioned, that from time to time, we need to understand whatever we are discussing right now with special context and reference to travel and tourism. So public relation may be grouped as international corporate PR objectives. Let's see. I'm sorry, it is internal corporate PR objectives. It includes creation and building loyalty among staff, or more effective employees relationship. Yes, so this is public relation. External corporate PR objectives. This was internal. So creation and building loyalty among staff. Who else can be a better ambassador for a product than their own internal staff? And relationship that they do through their own employees. That's an internal corporate PR objective. And likewise, this is what someone will always say. I'm proud to work for XYZ airline. And if you start criticizing your own airline or your own travel company, then you are not a good PR person for that company. Likewise, external corporate PR objectives includes development of good relation with community, addressing shifts in public impact, images and attitudes. I repeat, external corporate PR objectives is, or it includes development of good relation with community. Community refers, in case of tourism, the local host community. And widely, community means the people who are interested in traveling. Addressing shift in public images and attitude. And this is what public relation has done. The image that existed long years back about a specific country has changed altogether, be it is Africa or the third world countries. And it is amazing to notice, with the help of external corporate public relation objective, taking corrective actions in case of public misunderstanding. And this cobweb, which exists in the mindset of international public, should be removed through public relations. So this is definitely two different aspects of internal and external public relationship. So we take up here public relation in travel and tourism in a form of a graph or some sort of a table. Here, public relation activities are listed under three different tables. One is establishing the media relation, managing the crisis. Crisis can come anywhere. For example, Punjab got hit with floods or landslides in Uttarakhand or Himachal, or tsunami. What better example I can give than tsunami? That and the media relationship in creating and managing that crisis of tsunami is tremendous. Within span of 3 to 4 months, the whole travel industry and tourism industry of Thailand was back into action because that crisis was managed so well. I contributed, I used to be with Thailand Tourism Board those days, and we literally saw that people are back in Thailand. The crisis of tsunami happened in December 2004, and the industry came back with full action in March 2005 onwards. Thanks to media relationship, PR from the employee on external and internal support. So all what we saw in previous slide can be explained through this. And likewise, I gave the example of the floods in Punjab. People are back on their feet and welcoming tourists. Look at Nepal. They managed the cries of the Gen Z revolting against the government. Now the tourism department, tour operators, tourism board are welcoming tourists come back. Pahalgam, another good example where terrorists kill innocent people. And people have gone back to Pahalgam again. So managing the crisis is a great work of media relationship and placement of the product. Another step is sponsorship. Sponsorship happened in form of any specific branding, like you see golden sponsor or silver sponsor are invited to sponsor events like OTM, ICB, etc., wherein huge fundings are given to be as a sponsor, which take care of major expenses. And this has happened at different travel and trade shows and fairs. So definitely it would need a lot of training, briefing, and counseling to the executives. Sometimes they handpick students also to work as volunteer in this exhibition and travel trade fair so that students get hand-on learning as well as it would be a good experience for them to visit the fair. So that happens in the form of sponsorship. Then corporate identity comes up with editing and writing about what the corporate identity is, what a corporate literally means, and that takes as an exercise on public speaking. There are a lot of such public speaking event, lectures, group discussion that happen is building up a corporate identity where airline, where tourism board, where travel technology related personnel come and talk. That is again a public relation exercise. Lobbying and persuading should happen through event organization and management and some of the press launches where journalists are invited and a specific amount of marketing and advertisement material are shared to such press who in turn publish after listening to the speakers who have been specifically invited. We continue again on to that of public relation in travel and tourism. Here the topic picked up is PR is helpful in handling the crisis in case of negative events and, for example, collapse of service provider or supplier. This happened in many countries in Europe where a tour operator failed to bring in the chartered flight on a return journey. X number of tourists have flown in from a country, say like in UK, to Portugal for a holiday there in Lisbon. And then suddenly on the return date, the passengers gathered at the airport and they don't find the required flight or scheduled flight. So failure or collapse of a service is resulting into various such relationship where PR activity comes to handle that type of a negative thing that could have happened. Example of environmental pollution incidents have highlighted a lot in recent months for Indian tourism, specifically domestic tourism, wherein there are passengers who say no more going to hill station in rainy season or in normal season because too much of environmental damages have been done in those areas. And of course, there are such a national calamities like a cyclone hit, like a cloud burst. There you need to really work, and there the PR comes in to the rescue of bringing the product back into action. I gave the previous example of tsunami. That was the main issue in 2004 December, because a number of people were still holiday and over 100,000 people died. And of course, conflict of war, where tourists try to avoid going, crime against tourists, always tourists are soft target, and any terror attack or snatching or mugging, all these are crime against women. These are all crime that happens, drug trafficking, using tourists and many such things. These are some of the factors that I'm counting on. Customer and employee accident. You have gone on a holiday to a resort on the winter resort and suddenly while enjoying your winter sport, certain accident happened. So evacuation costs a huge money from that winter sport. So these are all negative elements we are counting. And these are likely to be happen. Some are due to conflict, like conflict or war happening in Israel and Gaza or Iran and Israel and war between Russia and Ukraine and the war that extended for almost 10 years between US and South Korea. These are some examples how the PR work in handling these crises. In some time, another example is picked up, service delivery system breakdown. So because of tourists got stuck somewhere and the van as a replacement didn't go and they had to spend nights, especially desert safari, where you went down into desert and you lost the way and you had no food supply and water supply. Imagine that particular negative impact it will have. And such many such example of extreme weather and kidnapping. Oh my God, kidnapping does happen. That's why a lot of people, if they are celebrities or VIP, they don't travel into their original identity. Rather, they would be traveling as a very simple individual. Say, for example, royalties, example, people, or some of the celebrities from India, they go with their own bodyguards and they pay for those bodyguards because kidnapping is an issue. Some of the destinations once upon a time were highly targeted by this element of kidnapping. Without any bias, I'm just giving example of snatching of chain or totally a tourist being kidnapped in South Africa. These are all real security issues and terror attacks that happen in foreign countries also, including Canada. We have seen one of the famous comedy show that happens on the street. The property of him has been attacked in Canada. So all these type of negative element comes in tourism. Tourism, though, is a very peaceful journey itself. The interest of the tourist is not to get involved with all that. But what if it happens? Only the PR can be a savior to them in form of natural calamities, which could be flooding, could be an earthquake, could be a landslide, could be a big fire. All that are natural calamities. And tourism is a threat. Sorry, terrorism is a threat for tourism, because terrorism divide people, tourism united. So both elements have to be totally pulled apart, and nothing like terror can come close to tourism. Once any terrorism activity happens or threat is given, definitely people are going into negative approach and thinking. Then we have got health threats in form of any outbreak. Post-COVID, we have heard of so many such health threats. Of course, that did not disturb like it disturbed for COVID. But yes, before that also, we have a health threat of waterborne disease. We have got diarrhea. We have got cholera. And many such health threats still exist around the world for international travel. And for that, public relations is helpful and influential, instrumental to bring in positivity and bring in a good public relation, building of image, and product being short or product being failure, flight not coming on time, delay of the aircraft, technical hitch, and many such product defect. What you promised, you did not deliver. All these are product defect and product failure. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. Going through with all the negativity that can come to travel and tourism industry in form of number of things that I counted, which are the part and parcel of day-to-day life can happen, no matter how much precaution one can take before going to a destination. But if suddenly erupts, like the war, can suddenly have political unrest for which you are not prepared, some natural calamity suddenly hit like an earthquake or landslide. You can always think of weather, but you cannot think of sudden earthquake or some, you can avoid if there is a cyclone going to hit, but you cannot think of tsunami and earthquake. And likewise, some fire breakout and many such things. The role of public relation in travel and tourism have been wonderful in getting negativity out of it and building confidence. I would definitely say in the previous 30 to 40 years, we have seen a lot of upheaval going from up and down, from financial meltdown to floods, and on international platform, from floods to political scenarios, financial meltdown, SARS hitting, tsunami coming in, then wars, terror attack. All this have brought much negativity or some negativity, but thanks to public relation in travel and tourism, including the advertisement that has taken place, resulted into bringing back travel and tourism on track. Now, measuring the result of PR is now focused for us. So media content analysis using word counts, or more popularly column centimeters of media coverage in case of print media like newspaper, magazine. So you have to see what did go, because accordingly you are being paid for or you are paying for. So you need to measure the result according to what you invested on the basis of the area used in your advertisement. Also, media content analyzes using time of the advertisement. So for example, I pointed out this to you, different time zones prevailing around the world are one of the reasons that time and using time should always be borne in mind to selected target audience. It's not that you can advertise your product if your target audience is sitting in US, then you have totally different time zone ranging anything from 10 hours behind you to anything like 12 hours behind you or 11 hours behind you. All that, suppose you are putting up an ad in the middle of the night. Who is an audience sitting and awake in US to see your ad? Or late evening hour, say after 9:30 and 10. So time plays a very important role for your media content, whether it is on broadcast or television, etc. Measuring the result on PR, we saw the media, we saw the advertising, and likewise, the results of PR would be measured from the qualitative approach to media content analysis, help in evaluation of diverse comment received, whether it is favorable, neutral, or unfavorable. And in that context, every comment has to be assessed on various things. A lot of people, you will not always get a positive or favorable feedback. Unfavorable feedback have to be taken in the strict sense of a criticism to improve yourself. So attitude studies or awareness studies, which means market research, is carried out before and after the plan in case of large PR campaign. And this is a very well-planned exercise in PR. What you would be studying as an attitude of different type of people in your market research. So before carrying out an ad, how that will be taken. For example, cigarette is coming up. Cigarette smoking is dangerous to your health was the first caption that used to come in. Now it has gone to a caption that suggests smoking kills. It's not anymore saying dangerous to health. It straight away says smoking kills. Now that's the attitude study one has to see. So those who may think of taking up smoking example or who smoke will definitely be shaken with this harsh statement, which is quite a negative for many of unfavorable. But yes, that's the reality. So all that measuring of the result plays an important role in understanding. With this, I conclude the unit, the chapter. It was wonderful talking to you, and I thank you for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.